Hey, Seminole family, thank you for joining me for another devotion. Today, I want to talk about putting God first in our lives. Let me start with the basics. You were created by God for God. Until you understand that, life will never make sense. God says, I want top priority in your life. And he deserves it because he deserves to be number one in our life because he made us. If he hadn't made us, we wouldn't even be around. We wouldn't even be here. Everything we have in life is from God because he's given it to us. He's allowed us to have it. So what does it mean to not have any other gods besides me? No other gods. I thought there was only one God. How could I have other gods? Well, there is. In the Bible, when he uses the word God, it's God written with a small g. He's not talking about the God. He's talking about little gods. What is a little g God? A God is anything that dominates our life, anything that controls our life, anything that's first place in our life. Can a career be a God? You bet it can. Can another person be a God? Yes. Can a sport or a hobby be a God? Even good things that God has created for us to enjoy, they become gods if we give them first place in our life. God says, I deserve first place in your life. So how do we do that? How do you practically, what does it look like to put God first in your life? First is spelled F-I-R-S-T. The F stands for I put God first in my finances. Put God first in our finances. Let's just start out with the most difficult one first. Proverbs 3, verse 9 and 10 says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. God says, give me the first part back. I'll bless all the rest. Now, God has said that money is the number one test of our priorities. The way we spend our money says what's first in our life. Deuteronomy 14:23 says, the purpose of tithing is to teach you to put God first in your lives. What is tithing? God says that the first 10% of all that I make goes back to him. Why 10%? That's just the number he picked. The purpose of it is to simply teach us to put God first in our lives. I don't know any clearer, simpler advice to give you as a pastor that cares about you than to say, if you're in a financial mess right now, step number one, put God first in your finances. Whatever we want God to bless, we put him first in. The I in first says means I put God first in my interests. If God is really going to be number one in my life, I've got to put him first in my interests. That means in my fun times, recreation, and hobbies. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. Does that include going on vacation? Yes. We can eat to the glory of God. We can play golf to the glory of God. We can go fishing to the glory of God. We can collect stamps or coins to the glory of God. How do we do that? In everything we do, we put God first. We do it with an attitude of gratitude. You enjoy the gifts and the abilities that he's given you with a grateful heart, whatever you do. You can tell what a person's priorities are by seeing what they get excited about. What gets you excited? That's what's important to you. What do we talk about the most? I know people who can talk for hours on end about other people's lives. They could talk about 3 minutes about the Lord. If he's first in our life, we're going to make God part of our conversation. We won't be ashamed to talk about him because he's first. The R in first means I put God first in my relationships. If we want God first in our life, we're going to have to choose our friends carefully. Proverbs 13:20 says, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. That sounds like good advice. Why is that? Why does who my friends are have to do with putting God first in my life? Well, it's because we become like the people we spend the most time with. If we spend time with people who take God lightly, we will tend to become a casual believer. But if we spend time with people who are committed and take God and His Word seriously, we will become a stronger, committed Christian. Whoever we spend time with, that is what we're going to be like. The S in first means I put God first in my schedule. Put God first in our schedule, in our time. Ephesians 5, 16 and 17 says, make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to understand what the Lord wants you to do. How do I put God first in my schedule? Well, I begin by asking Him to help me to use my time wisely. We get up and we make a to-do list of things that we have to do. And we say, God, which of these things do you want me to do? Let's say I have 17 things on the to-do list, but I only have time for 5. How do you select? We ask God to help us. We have just enough time to do God's will on this planet. And since God made us, He has a plan for our life. We find ourselves having more to do than we have time to do it in. That's me. That means we're doing some things that aren't God's will. That might even be good things. But God never puts more on us than He puts in us to bear it up. He doesn't ask us to do more than we have time to do. When we start feeling frustrated and hassled and frazzled, it's because we're trying to do more than God wants us to do. Mark 1:35 says, before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and He went out to an isolated place to pray. We can get so busy that we forget God. We have to schedule a daily appointment with Him. The T in first is I also have to put God first place in my troubles. When we face unexpected problems and pressures, when we have a crisis, who do we turn to? God says, turn to me first when you have a problem. Prayer should never be our last resort. It should always be our first option. Make God our first resort in a crisis. He says He is an ever-present help, a refuge in time of need. God is waiting. He commands us to turn to Him first. Psalm 50:15. Call on me when you're in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. So we put Him first in our finances and our interests and our relationships and our schedule and in our troubles. We make Him first place in our life. I'm going to be praying for you this week as you work in these areas. I hope you have a great day today. God bless.